Today on The King is Coming.
So it doesn't matter where we are, whether we're in California or Chicago or Virginia, or whether I'm on site in Israel, it's the telecast message that matters. The medium is TV. The message is the gospel of Jesus Christ, that Jesus died for your sins, that he rose from the dead, that he can forgive your sins and offer you the gift of eternal life if you receive him and trust him as your personal Savior. If you'll put your faith and trust in him, he will do for you what he has done for millions over 2,000 years of church history and what he's been doing through this telecast now for almost 50 years.
We've been talking about biblical discernment on The King is Coming. And this book that I've written called Uncovering the Secrets of Bible Prophecy takes you to the next level in biblical discernment. Not only in this book will you learn how to develop discernment, but also how to interpret prophecy, how to interpret scripture, and how to recognize some of the fake news and the false prophets that are out there today. This book is a great little primer on getting into prophecy and understanding how to develop the biblical discernment that we all need and want in our lives. And it's available through The King is Coming.
For your gift of $20 or more to World Prophetic Ministry today, you will receive your copy of Uncovering the Secrets of Bible Prophecy by Jeff Kinley. Get your copy by visiting thekingiscoming.com or call 1-800-622-2767. Do it today.
Hello, welcome to a special session of The King is Coming. This is the 20th anniversary of my having the blessing, the opportunity, and the responsibility of being the teacher on The King is Coming telecast. It was in 2001 when I was first asked to come to California, do a test run to see what would happen for the possibility of becoming the teacher on this telecast in the future. And so as we come into 2021, we want to celebrate those amazing 20 years of God's blessing and of God's provision. Thanks to friends like you that have stood with us all these years, we've been able to send the message of Jesus Christ, the promise of the power of the gospel, and the promise of Jesus' return literally across the nation and around the world. Our telecast even today is seen all over the planet. And that's because people like you have made a difference in helping hold our hands as we take forth that message year after year, week after week. You say, well, is it really appropriate to celebrate milestones? Well, I think we have a biblical precedent for that in the book of Joshua, in the fourth chapter. After the Exodus and the children of Israel have come out of Egypt and they're ready to go into the promised land, in the fourth chapter of Joshua, Joshua tells the priests, carry the Ark of the Covenant into the Jordan River. And when you step on the water will part, and the children will go across on dry ground. We're sending the army in to conquer the promised land. But when they were standing there in the middle of the river, he also gave another interesting instruction to them, because he tells them that I want you to take 12 stones out of the river. If you'll notice what it says in verse 9, and Joshua set up 12 stones in the midst of the Jordan, and then the author says, and they are there unto this day. What he means is the day in which the book is being written. Now, the 12 stones are not still there today, 3,000 and a half years later at all. No, they're there at that time as a memorial to the children of Israel, one stone for each of the 12 tribes to remind them of what God had done. And then if you'll look also at verse 7, the scripture says, these stones shall be for a memorial to the children of Israel. The 12 stones were set up to memorialize that unique event so that they would not soon forget what God had done. And so that's what we want to do today. We want to take some time and go back over these last 20 years and remind ourselves what God has done through this unique ministry over all of those years. It was literally September 11, 2001, when I first went to California to do a taping on our first series that I would be the teacher on The King is Coming. They were really testing me out to see, does this guy have what it takes for us to ask him to become the teacher on the program? And on that very day, that was 9/11. I got up that morning in the hotel in San Bernardino, California, turned on the television set, and the first of the World Trade Centers had already been hit by an airplane. And while I'm watching, a second plane flies in as well into the other tower. And we begin to realize something horrific has happened. This is not an accident. This is a terrorist attack, and extremist Islamic fighters have taken over those planes, commandeered them, flown them into the buildings, and the whole thing seemed to have a prophetic significance about what was coming in the days ahead. It was as though God was saying to me, Ed, I want to get your attention as well as everybody else's attention. What you're about to do in this telecast is extremely important. I want you to do this for the long haul. Before the day was over, we had literally gone through our first taping sessions. Tim LaHaye came out from Palm Desert and met me in San Bernardino. And that night we were on several television programs talking about Bible prophecy and conflict in the Middle East and what this might mean for the days ahead. It's hard to believe that that was 20 years ago. God was doing something to get our attention in a very unique way. The very first program that I taped was called Secrets of the Antichrist. And this is the booklet that we produced at that time. Two shows on what does the Bible say about the Antichrist, who is he, when will he arrive, is he already alive, etc. And that was the beginning of several programs that I would eventually do for The King is Coming. In fact, hundreds of programs over these last 20 years. Some of the early ones, Signs of the Times, and then that was followed by a whole series on the Book of Revelation, a three-part series, and then a two-part series on the Book of Daniel, and away we went. All of our teaching materials are still available. You can order those on our website, covering virtually every prophetic passage and every prophetic book in all of the Bible. But when I think back to those early days, taping in the studio in California in front of the large screen that would have the outline of the message on it, etc., I was privileged to be part of a ministry that had been going for a number of years. I was just turning 56 years of age, and I was full of energy, and Liberty University allowed me to teach at Liberty and yet fly to California and do the programs out there. And for almost 15 years, I commuted back and forth several times a year making the programs in the studio in California. Back in 2006, we put out this calendar with Donna and my picture on it, celebrating not only that year of the ministry, but a special year of anniversary for us as well. The King is Coming as a telecast has been around for a long time. It was started back in 1972 by Howard Estep. Now, Howard had founded the World Prophetic Ministry as an evangelistic ministry much earlier than that, back in the 1950s. But by 1972, he was convinced Television is the medium right now to communicate the gospel and the prophetic message to the world, and we need to go on television. And he stepped out by faith in those early days with an unusual telecast where he often stood in front of a board that he would write on and put his outlines and his notes on or whatever. It was a teaching ministry with an evangelistic emphasis, but also a focus on messages related to Bible prophecy and what the Lord was promising about the future. For 14 years, Howard was the teacher on the King is Coming telecast, both on television and radio. And then the Lord called him home in 1986. And in the meantime, his wife, Mrs. Marion Estep, an incredible woman who lived ultimately way into her 90s, Marion took over kind of as the director of the ministry and held it together behind the scenes in those years. By the end of 1986, they had reached out to Dr. David Brees, who himself was a very well-known Bible teacher and Bible prophecy preacher. He lived in Hillsboro, Kansas, and he commuted in from Kansas to California for the next 14 years. From 1986 to about the year 2000, Dr. Brees was the speaker on The King is Coming. He had a deep, powerful voice. He was a tall man. I'm 6'2", and he was much taller than me. And he loved to quote poetry. He had a unique handle on the English language that could grab your attention, speak to your mind, and yet also move your heart and move your soul. But in 2000, Dr. Brees had a stroke and was no longer able to do the telecast. Temporarily, Mrs. Estep turned to Dr. Tim LaHaye. Tim was right in the midst of the height of the success of the Left Behind novels that he was writing about Bible prophecy and kind of fleshing out the story, assuming what it would be like if you were left behind after the rapture. And for about 6 months, Tim commuted in from Palm Desert into San Bernardino and filled in on the telecast. But in the meantime, he didn't really have the time to give to it full time. He suggested that they consider this guy, Ed Heinsohn, who taught at Liberty University, to be the speaker on the telecast. So in 2001, on September 11, 9/11, I went to California, got up that morning, was stunned by what was happening back in New York City, and yet we went ahead and made those first telecasts for The King is Coming. And it was the beginning of what has now been 20 years of ministry on this telecast. I want to go back for a moment and remind us of some of the incredible things that have happened in those 20 years. In 2001, as I said earlier, we began with our first telecast on the Antichrist, the false prophet, a series on Revelation, a series on the book of Daniel. And by 2002, I had produced my full-length commentary on the book of Revelation, published by AMG Publishers in Chattanooga. And then in 2003 and 4, we were doing a series called Things to Come in the Future, and I co-edited the popular encyclopedia of Bible prophecy along with Tim LaHaye, contributors from various ministries and theological schools around the country who were writing over 140 articles on topics related to Bible prophecy. In 2005, I was named Distinguished Professor of Religion at Liberty University. And it was also during that time I produced a series on the book of Ezekiel and one on the minor prophets. But in 2006, something dramatic happened that literally shocked and stunned our lives. The year started out great. The ministry was doing well. We were on a roll. We were having a tremendous impact with the ministry, with the telecast, and really it was at the height of its success. That summer, my son Jonathan got married, the last of our three adult children to get married, and it was the happiest day of my life. But in November of that year, my daughter's family was in a terrible accident, hit head-on by a drunk driver. going 80 miles an hour with his lights off. Massive accident, incredible devastation, multiple broken bones. They were sent to four different hospitals that night. And our granddaughter, Jennifer, with a serious brain injury, was lying in the hospital, literally hovering between life and death. You can imagine, as a grandfather and a grandmother, Donna and I were just shocked and stunned. When I walked into that hospital at the University of Virginia and saw her lying on the bed of ice with the metal rod in her head, I couldn't handle it. Within 60 seconds, I ran out of the room, sobbing uncontrollably, praying, God, don't let her die. Let her live. And God miraculously answered that prayer. Now, it was a long process of recovery. And some of you have seen their story, even on our telecast and in their own ministry that they later founded called Hope Out Loud. And God was going to use them to touch the world. But in that moment, those kinds of horrific events literally rip your soul in half, but make you go to your knees. As believers, we don't give up on God in moments of tragedy. We go to God because we realize He's the only one that can intervene, answer our prayers, meet our needs, and miraculously transform our lives. And He did so unbelievably in the years that followed. But then there were other tough things as well. By the year 2008, I would go into the hospital for bypass surgery, heart surgery, a five-way bypass, major blockage in four or five of my arteries, and they decided, let's do all five of them. And the surgery went fine. The problem is, while I was there, I developed a staph infection, and I was there for 100 days trying to recover from the end of February until June the 3rd. For the month of March, I was unconscious the entire month. Several times, I nearly died. But my wife prayed her heart out. Friends like you prayed for us. Again, God intervened, and eventually I made a miraculous recovery and ultimately had to spend the summer of 2008 learning how to sit up again, how to eat food, drink water, how to stand up, how to walk. And so on the telecast, we ran a series of reruns during that time as people prayed for my recovery. And by the end of the year, I finally was able to go back to California and begin taping again. By the year 2009, we had put in high-definition equipment. We had kicked the broadcast up to another level again, and it was during that year that we completed the edit on our 16-volume commentary on the New Testament books that included my commentary on Matthew, as well as the one I had done earlier on the book of Revelation. And then in 2010, I edited a 2-volume commentary on the King James Bible published by Zondervan Publishers. I did that along with Dr. Dan Mitchell and several other contributors. And then in 2011, we put out the King James King is Coming study Bible that we made available to all of our viewers. And again, God's blessing was on the ministry, but those were tough years. If you remember back in 08, I'm in the hospital, the economy starts to go in the tank, but people are standing with us. By 09, all of a sudden, our income is dropping rapidly, and we begin to have to make cutbacks. We have to cut stations. We have to make adjustments because people are facing financial difficulties during those years. And finally, by the year 2013, several unique things took place. I was also at that point named the Dean of the School of Divinity at Liberty University, which I would do then for the next 6 years, overseeing all of our theological and ministry training, while at the same time we were still commuting back and forth to California, trying to pay off a lot of debt that we had incurred in those difficult years. And in 2013, we sold our aging facility and paid off every debt, and we were totally debt-free and have remained debt-free ever since that moment. In the years that followed, in 2014, I turned 70 years of age. I had to have a pacemaker on top of everything else. I'm bionic to keep me going. And again, it was God's grace that intervened at every step in my life in those unique years. And we did a number of telecasts from Richmond, Virginia, but ultimately I went to Israel. And while I'm in Israel, I did a series, Jesus of the Bible, in which we were following the events of the life of Christ on location in the very places where they were happening in Israel in those days. And then in 2015, our telecast went on Dish and Direct Television, and we began to expand our telecast on whole new venues, reaching whole new audiences of people, and that's when many of you began to tune in to the telecast as well. By 2017, we began taping the program in Chicago at the Total Living Network Studios, and I would fly to Chicago to make the programs, and the editing would be done there by the TLN crew. And it was also during that year that I came out with the full-color King James Study Bible as the general editor, and then later Mark Hitchcock and I co-authored Can We Still Believe in the Rapture? We have been busy touring all of those years. In 2018, the School of Divinity at Liberty moved into the new Freedom Tower building, and the ministry of teaching there was moving at a higher level even than ever before. And then in 2019, I had a very incredible opportunity. I was invited to be one of the speakers at the Jerusalem Prayer Breakfast in Jerusalem, Israel, where over 700 people gathered, half of the audience Jewish, half of the audience Christian, praying for the peace of Jerusalem and for God's intervention on behalf of the nation and people of Israel. And you've seen what's happened since then. The unbelievable peace agreements that have been made between Israel and some of her Muslim neighbors. And then we came to 2020, the year of the COVID outbreak, the year when so many ministries were wondering what to do or shutting down. We were moving full speed ahead. And right in my backyard, I live in Forest, Virginia. It's a little suburb of Lynchburg, Virginia. And about 5 minutes from my house is the studio that I'm in right now that's owned and operated by the American Association of Christian Counselors. Here is a wonderful television studio. I didn't have to risk getting on a plane at that point. I was able to literally drive over here in a couple of minutes and do our programs from this studio as well. So it doesn't matter where we are, whether we're in California or Chicago or Virginia, or whether I'm on site in Israel, it's the telecast message that matters. The medium is TV. The message is the gospel of Jesus Christ, that Jesus died for your sins, that he rose from the dead, that he can forgive your sins and offer you the gift of eternal life if you receive him and trust him as your personal Savior. If you'll put your faith and trust in him, he will do for you what he has done for millions over 2,000 years of church history and what he's been doing through this telecast now for almost 50 years. We'll celebrate 50 years of The King is Coming in 2022. But right now, in 2021, it's my privilege to celebrate 20 years of ministry as the speaker on this telecast, sending out the message every week for 20 years. That's a lot of responsibility, but it's also a lot of opportunity to fall in love with Jesus, to fall in love with the Word of God, and to be convinced that the Bible has the answer to the deepest needs of the human soul, that that need for cleansing and forgiveness, for meaning and for purpose, for direction in life comes from the message that's in this book, that the Word of God is inspired by the Spirit of God that speaks truth into the mind of individuals, that captures our attention and calls us to faith. Faith in the living God, faith in the person of Jesus Christ, who not only taught us the way to live, and gave us the truth about God, but who is himself the very life of God. And that's why Jesus said, I am the way, I am the truth, I am the life. If you've lost your way, Jesus is the way. If you're wondering what is the truth, Jesus is the truth. And if your life is spiritually dead, he's the life that wants to come into your life and cause you to be born of the Spirit of God and born again by the power of God so that you might have meaning and purpose in your life, and so that for the next 10 or 20 or 30 or 50 years of your life, you can live your life to the glory of God and shout hallelujah, even as we do, as we celebrate 20 years of ministry on The King is Coming. Because indeed, he is coming. The question is he coming for you?
Hi, I'm Jeff Kinley. We've been talking about On The King is Coming, this man named Noah. And as it was in the days of Noah, well, that's based upon a book that I wrote a few years ago called As It Was in the Days of Noah, Warnings from the Bible about the Coming Global Storm. And in this book, we talk about how the days that Noah experienced are the days that we're experiencing right now and how we can navigate those difficult times. I think this is a very relevant message for the world today. And it was when the book came out originally in 2014. It immediately went to number one, became the number one prophecy book in America. It rose to the number 94 spot out of 8 million books on Amazon and got me on programs like Fox and Friends, The Glenn Beck Show, The Ben Shapiro Show, and hundreds of other radio and TV shows. And I think it's mainly because it just struck a nerve. Well, today we're living in those days as well. And we've updated the book now, republished it. I've added two new chapters to it and added a bunch of new content in the back. I want you to get a copy of As It Was in the Days of Noah. It'll not only open your eyes to what's going on in the world around you as the Bible predicts, but also equip you in how you can walk in these difficult times. Pick up a copy of As It Was in the Days of Noah.
The Moody Handbook of Messianic Prophecy is the ultimate, all-in-one resource on what the Old Testament says about Jesus. Get answers and clarity in this authoritative and reliable guide to Messianic prophecy from some of the world's foremost evangelical Old Testament scholars. Watch the scriptures come into full color as you see new meaning in familiar passages and further appreciate God's masterful handiwork in preparing the way for Jesus, the long-awaited Messiah. For your gift of $75 or more to the ministry today, you will also receive a copy of our 8-part DVD series, The Messianic Prophecies. Dr. Heinsohn will unlock some of the amazing prophecies of Scripture like the Son of Abraham, the House of David, the Suffering Savior, Is Jesus the Promised Messiah, and more. To order today, call us toll-free at 1-800-622-2767 or visit thekingiscoming.com now. World Prophetic Ministries is recognized as a church and religious organization by the Internal Revenue Service, and thus all donations to World Prophetic Ministries are recognized as charitable contributions under the IRS code.